week.
Welcome to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? Well, it's certainly a fun word to say, but if you talk to different people, you'll get sort of different deliveries of the principles. But what it comes down to is when we come together, we're more powerful. Yeah, the total is greater than the sum of its parts. Okay, so thinking about that in principle, 6 + 5 = 11. Well, 6 × 5 = 30. 6 to the 5th power is 7,776. Okay, now ask yourself, do you think about your personal power over other people, with other people, for other people? Yeah, you can add to their life. You can multiply their quality. But when you empower people, you come together, you make changes in the world, not just worldwide in a financial way or a political way, but in an emotional way. Yeah, you have an influence over people that extends past the interaction that you have with that person. What you initially created with them when you came together, that's important, but you're both going to carry it with you when you walk away. Now, I tell people that I coach, because I am a coach in practice, a relationship coach. You are accountable for what you do. A lot of my clients don't even know how to take that word. So I go back to the basics. Okay, power comes with responsibility. Responsibility. Do you have the ability to respond in a healthy way? And who are you responsible to for the decisions that you make? Do you ever really believe that you must render an accounting for your actions? Okay, well, no, that's debatable. It's a fluid concept, and I have the freedom to make my own choices. Yeah, but power over people, with people, for people. Go back to the very basics. As humans, we have the capacity to do amazing things. The second principle that I teach people, not only my clients, but my colleagues and my connections, that there is no neutral energy. If you have negative energy, even doing a positive thing can be harmful to other people. You have to get in a good state of mind and a good condition of heart before you get together with people. Now, as a relationship coach, yeah, I've been doing this for, let's see, we're coming up on, I think, 20 years now. And a lot of people come to me for advice about how to be healthy and happy in their relationships. They have different problems. And I tell people, well, there's the topic, there's the issue, and then there's the problem. It's not about cause and effect. It's about the source of the cause that produced the effect. You have to get yourself into a high quality state of mind and heart and body. And then when you come together with people, you will manifest something together that's going to make the world a better place. There's not only no neutral energy, but energy is never still. It's constantly in motion. So when you're around people, when you're with people, for people, you are moving them to do things. So keeping those things in mind, that you have power, that it's either positive or negatively affecting other people, and you have a responsibility and accountability to pay the price for the choices that you make. A lot of my clients, when they say, okay, yeah, I'm ready to be in a relationship with someone and I'm healthy. Well, you know what? When we're talking about a romantic relationship, sex is always going to come up. It's something that's very important to us. It's a vital, literally a vital part of who we are. So today I'm going to be talking about human sexuality and what we have as personal powers. We have a spiritual as well as our physical and mental and emotional. The spiritual is a combination of all of that with the energy flowing through us and being, yeah, influential on other people. That's nice in a social way, but when we get it together in an intimate way, we are going to make changes in each other's lives. Now, unfortunately, I think different things happened politically, right, in this country in the 60s and 70s, and socially, well, music, television, movies, they were telling us different things about how we are, really inherently how we are as humans, that wasn't accurate. It wasn't true. It was very entertaining. It was very fun, but it was misinformation and it was misdirection. It was definitely something we're going to watch over and over again. So yeah, let's go ahead and put it in a movie, or something that we're going to listen to in a song. So yeah, let's put some good music there. And we'll listen to it over and over and over again. But we weren't necessarily thinking about if it was going to have a good or a bad effect on us and how it was going to influence the decisions that we make in our life. Okay, so when I talk about sex, a lot of people have specific questions about what's important to them personally, what they want to have or do or be that's better for themselves. Yeah. But again, when we're talking about unselfish love in a relationship, it really is about the other person. So I'm going to be talking about a variety of different topics, all about the same subject. And it's important that my listeners know that any question that they have is absolutely fair to ask today, even if it's off topic for what I'm talking about. You can go ahead and give me a call. The number to this station is 888-627-6008. Now, I have about 18,000 connections, and I've been posting comments and pictures and sort of themes to start discussions on social media, because I know that when I talk to my connections privately in messages, yeah, we can talk about a lot of things. But when I say, okay, well, let's talk about it in front of people, well, you know, I don't know. We can, what do you want to say? And they become very hesitant and they become inhibited. Well, let's talk about that. Inhibition. Okay. Well, removing inhibitions. Okay. Well, I like to talk to people about one of my favorite movies of all time, right? When Harry Met Sally, it really changed this country, the United States, because it was a very cute woman who did a very cute thing. It was kind of shocking and horrifying because, yeah, it was pretty forward in a movie that broached the subject of friendship between men and women. She faked an orgasm in the middle of a restaurant. She was literally talking to a man that she was friends with. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, can a man and a woman be just friends? Okay. Well, as she was talking to him and they were talking about promiscuity, yeah, sleeping around. And he said, well, I'm pretty sure they're satisfied. She said, how do you know? And he said, well, you know, I know. And she said, how do you know? Well, okay. You know, because they couldn't even say, come. Okay, yes. Well, you know what? She said, how do you know they're really, okay. And he said, what are you saying? They fake orgasm. She literally sat there at the table and I timed it. I played the movie and it was like 2 minutes long. Yeah. She did an excellent job with the body movements and the voice and the words. And as soon as she was done, she went back to eating her meal. And the director's mother, she actually said, I'll have what she's having. That was the only line that woman had in that whole movie. But yeah, it was a very important thing for people in this country to think about. How important is genuine, real intimacy in the sexual encounter? And how much of it is just about orgasm? Well, if a woman can fake it, does she still deserve to have that experience? Well, you know what? It's okay because there was a song in the 80s called Shebop by a woman that, she was very influential in my generation, Generation X, about masturbation. Well, you know what? If you can't get it from a person, we got objects now. We've got devices. We've got movies. We've got your hand. You can go ahead and just relieve yourself. Take care of yourself. You don't need the burden of a relationship. Wow. Okay. So when we come back, that's the first thing I'm going to be talking about, the dynamics of orgasm. It's the most primal force. It's a very healthy activity, but what are the dynamics of it? We're going to come back again. The number, if you want to call in to ask me a question, is 888-627-6008. But I'm also going to be checking an email. It's a Gmail. If you want to go ahead and just send me a message, it's thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay, so I just got a message and saying they're having a little bit of trouble getting through. Okay, so again, the number to this station is 888-627-6008. If you're having a hard time getting through, you can go ahead and send me an email. Excuse me again, thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and check that every so often for questions. Okay. Now, what we were talking about, what I was talking about in the first segment was orgasm. Now, what's the purpose of sex? Let's just think very basically. It's to keep the population, the human population, existing, no growing. Yeah, we need to make babies. Well, whether you believe in God or nature, that can be a very functional activity. It can get straight to the goal. Why do we have the capacity for so much variety and we have pleasure on so many levels with so many different parts of our bodies, different motions, movements? We have the thoughts and feelings that come with it. I was actually talking to a colleague of mine and he said, yeah, I was dating a woman. I was very interested in her. I was in love with her. And I couldn't get an erection. And I said, well, what was going on? He said, well, I found out she didn't really love me. We have four different chemicals in our bodies, hormones that are released when we climax. In the United States, we use the word come. You know what? There's dopamine, there's oxytocin, there's serotonin, and there are endorphins. We have a variety of emotional and physical and mental experiences while we climax together with a person in order to reproduce. That is to solidify a relationship, a genuine connection. Okay, now we think about love. Let's just go all the way back to love. There's different kinds of love. And he said, you know, there's like the romance, but then there's the love. You know what? Romance is not love. Then there's eroticism, the sexual attraction. But what about marriage? Okay, when we're talking about a relationship, a marriage is about commitment. How important is commitment? Well, again, we're going back to what's important in life. You know what's important? Me, my pleasure, my desire. Well, you know what? No, because when we have dopamine, that gives us the pleasure, but it also gives us peace to make a connection, a lifetime connection, an actual bond. Well, oxytocin gives us emotional connection. Serotonin gives us clarity of thought. And endorphins give us energy. How can we have peace and calm and energy at the same time? You know how? Because we're working together to create not only a life, but a connection that's going to be the foundation of the way that we spend time together. What a man and a woman can have when they are in a committed relationship that's unselfish in nature and based on the willingness to work hard to reach some kind of goal as partners. Yeah, we need all of those things, that wide variety of chemicals that give us not only the power, but the interest and the strength, the endurance to go the full force, go the full mile, working together in cooperation, not competition. Well, let's think about it in a very basic way for men. Yeah, I was told so many lies growing up by the people who assumed the role of my teachers. A lot of them were women. Some of them were my actual teachers at school. Some of them were my relatives, like my aunts. Some of them were the women that my mother worked with. She was a flight attendant. There were a lot of women that I would go to work with her and I would listen to her talking about men and relationships and sex. And yeah, in the 80s, that was a big deal. Let's talk about sex. And they would talk about all kinds of things. But it always came back down to, we're women and we're powerful and we're free and we're independent. We don't need men. Well, actually, yeah. You know what? When we're talking about sex, it's not a game. We have different needs that orgasm will give us. We have the need for each other. Men and women both need each other because, unlike Jerry Maguire, you complete me. No, we complement each other. The things that some of us are good at, others not so good. When we work together and we have positive energy and we have something like commitment, then we have loyalty. And that's what can help us overcome, get past the personal differences, struggles, conflicts that we even have. Yeah, taking the time to get to know someone, you can't do that if what you're basically saying is, yeah, girls just want to have fun and you don't own me. Yeah, okay, great. So you can go ahead and sleep around just like a man can use you, because you know all men are just going to sleep around because all they care about is they can't think with two heads at the same time. They only have enough blood for one head at a time. So if he's going to sleep around and he's going to cheat on me, because you know men always cheat, they can't help themselves. And so what? What kind of garbage was that? Men are very much about commitment, and intimacy is very emotional for them. They do want to bond and they do want to connect, but it is about communication. And again, the number, if you want to call in, is 888-627-6008. Now, men want to provide. They want to protect. Yeah, they want to procreate. They have a very, very a strong desire and a genuine need to be good to women, to be good for them and to connect. Yeah, they do want to commit. Okay, I have a, let me see. Okay, I've got someone who is talking to me. And okay, when I am talking about how men are, when they have that interest in mind, they know that they are of value. That's what it comes down to first and foremost. Do the people in your life genuinely believe that you value them? Well, but I'm the most important thing in my life. You have to put the mask on yourself before you can put it on someone else. You have to give to yourself. Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that. Let's talk about quality over quantity. Now, here's the other thing. The other misconception, No, we don't have to have it all day, every day. We can have a committed relationship and decide, yeah, I do want to be with my partner 3, 4, 5 times a day. We can also wait. And again, I don't talk a lot about my religion, but one of my favorite scriptures is about don't be depriving each other of it. If you're not going to do it, if you're not going to take care of each other sexually, agree on when you will. It's very important to have a specific time in mind that both of you completely agree to. If a man knows that he is going to be taking care of his woman physically, but also emotionally, and creating that trust that he will protect her and provide for her, he is going to have that strong urge and say to her, yeah, we're going to agree that we're going to do it maybe at a different time. Okay. He can wait for her. But if a woman is depriving him of that experience, it's going to be very frustrating and it's going to be overwhelming. It will divide them as a couple. Well, what can they do? Well, and this is another thing that I tell people, unfortunately, a lot of people, because of churches, don't know that to be spiritual, you can be very carnal. I was a virgin when I got married, but you know what? My husband got all kinds of good stuff because I was saving it up for the one who mattered. One of the favorite scriptures, again, that I even showed my husband or my kids when my husband and I were, yeah, mommy's got to go take care of daddy. I even showed my children a scripture that says that a man needs to be intoxicated with his wife's breasts at all times. Yeah, it's actually okay for a mom and a dad to be taking care of each other sexually, because that's what matters to solidify not only the connection, but the trust. There's appreciation, there's respect, and there's trust. What are the different positions that you could have in one sexual encounter? Well, over the years, let's see, I'm going to encounter 16, 17, 18, 19, I think it's like a total of 21 different positions that my husband and I not only had to discuss before we got together, but we also had to talk about after we experimented. Communication is key. And if you have that appreciation and respect and trust for each other, you will be more willing to talk about, you know what? Actually, honey, it hurts when you do that. I need you to do it a little bit differently. Okay. Yeah. And it's okay, because if a man knows what a woman wants and what a woman needs, he is so willing and eager and excited to give her what she wants, because then he knows that he has fulfilled a very vital, literally vitally important service, not only to her, but to humanity, by keeping the population alive and confirming the connection, the commitment. That's appreciation and respect and trust of that couple. That's going to be the foundation for everything that their children are going to learn, what they're going to have, what they're going to do, and what they're going to be. And the children will know that it's better to have 2 ounces of gold than 2 tons of fertilizer. When a couple says, we're having a hard time taking care of each other emotionally right now, you know what? We're fighting about financial things right now. We need to take a step back and be a couple. Then they have that opportunity to communicate, to resolve problems. That actually stimulates them sexually, because they appreciate each other and they respect each other and they trust each other. Well, what if you're not sexually compatible? Well, you know what? That A-R-T, the art, appreciation and respect and trust, are going to give you the open-mindedness and the excitement to talk about what you like. You know what? You don't even necessarily know everything you like until you talk to the person that you're with. You're learning as much about yourself as that other person. And if you are in a committed relationship, again, we're talking about the marriage that has sexual excitement and romance. That's different. That's emotional. and that affection. Yeah, you can have the friendship with the affection and the romance and the respect and the sexual excitement. All of those things mean that you are going to be interested in giving more than you receive. Okay, so what are different positions that you could actually try? Well, one of the things I tell people, especially women, you're going to have a whole lot more option, right? A lot of varieties of options open to you if you stretch every day. That is something that I like to call foreplay. Okay, sometimes I have to stretch to relax. Sometimes I have to stretch to align my body. Sometimes I stretch to energize. And when I know that, yeah, I'm getting kind of horny here, honey, if I stretch in front of my husband watching me move my body in a slow and peaceful way into positions, moving my legs and my arms and my chest and my back. Yeah, that's going to get him very excited. And I know that if I have the flexibility to move into different positions, what if he threw his back out earlier in the day? Or what if he got into a car accident and he literally cannot move in certain ways that we loved as part of our sexual routine, as part of our romantic menu that we can choose from every day? Well, you know what? You try new stuff and you talk about it. And the more flexible you are, the more confident you become. And when you're relaxed, you have more endurance. What's most important? Strength? Endurance? Yeah, talent? How about just the love to do the work, to build and enhance and increase all of those things, but to try new things as well? And people said to me, how could you be a virgin when you get married? How could you do that? You don't know if you're compatible. What if you're not sexually compatible? You just ruined your whole life. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been married 30 years now. There were about 9 times when my husband and I were not compatible. We literally had to start what felt like from the beginning. Yeah, that's frustrating, potentially very frustrating for one, the other, if not both. But you know what? You got to work through it. And the appreciation and respect and the trust, some of the best positions can get him an orgasm a little bit quicker than me. Some of them, yeah, they're me. They're all about what works for me. Women, we have 2 different ways we can come, 2 different ways that we can climax that men pretty much only have one. Now, fact is, men are very simple. They're very easy. We know, ladies, that we can do things to relieve him. Can a man fake orgasm? Yeah, he can. But what's most important is if we understand the clitoris and the G-spot, then we know the different positions that we are more flexible than men. We just are. And our bodies have a constitution to move in different ways than a man. We can do things with him and to him and for him that give him greater energy and better endurance and strength to keep going. Yeah, we can actually have a dual orgasm where if he comes in the right way, right up against our G-spot, and as he comes out, he can actually rub up against the clitoris. We have to make sure that we have the right amount of pressure as he's fondling us externally, at the same time massaging us internally. That's going to take some practice. But yeah, again, appreciation and respect and trust based on commitment means we're going to do the work, because the ROI, the payoff romantically and emotionally and physically, that is priceless. Again, if you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-627-6008. The email address, if you want to just send me a question, is thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today, we're talking about the synergy of our sexuality. As humans, what are we? What do we need? What do we have to offer? What is our sexuality built on? What is it built of? What is it made of? How can we not only enjoy the experience personally, but enhance the experience for our partner? Does that really matter? Yeah, it does. Because again, when we're talking about our sexuality, it is one part of our relationship. And I don't remember exactly who said it. I think it might have been Dr. Phil, that if your sex life is good in your marriage, it's about 10% of your marriage. If it's bad, it's about 90%. And you know what? I'm going to talk this segment. I'm going to be talking about opinions that people have had and things that I've discussed with people, maybe issues that they've had. My husband actually asked me as we were dating, because again, I heard so much garbage from the media, from songs and movies and TV shows that basically men are all pigs. They can't keep it in their pants. They can't think with two heads at the same time. And the only way you're going to be happy is if you don't ever commit. You have to have your freedom, because it's not a matter of if he's going to leave you. It's just a question of when and how. He asked me a question and he said, okay, let me ask you something just hypothetic. And I said, okay, let's say we were married for 10 years and we had a home and we had kids and we were happy. I came home one day and I said, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you because we have a good relationship and I want to be honest with you at all times. I had an affair. It was just a one time. I slept with a woman. I don't love her. I love you. She came on to me and I said no, but she kept coming on to me. And so just in a moment of weakness, I gave in and I had sex with her, but I don't love her and I'm very sorry and I'll never do it again. Would you forgive me? I said, of course I would. And he said, why? I said, well, first of all, because you're Mexican and everybody knows that Mexicans are all players, right? As a man, you're horny all the time, so you can't really keep it in your pants and it's not your fault. If she came on to you, then yeah, of course you're gonna give in at some point. You're gonna compromise your standards. But most importantly, if we have a great marriage and a great relationship, I'm not going to be stupid enough to throw away all of that work and time and energy for one act of indiscretion on your part. And he got real quiet and he almost got angry and he said, wrong. I said, which part? And he said, the whole thing. A man never accidentally slips into a woman's vagina. Ooh, whoops, I slipped. In and out and in and out and in and out. No, he said, if I am sexually with another woman, it's because I'm not with you anymore. Whoa. Really? I guess no one has ever said that before. He said, yeah, no, men play that card. Men can play that card. But... No, if a man is really and truly in a relationship and he loves the woman that he's with, he only wants to be with her. He does not want any other woman. And the loyalty over time doesn't change. Wow. I said, wow, that's crazy. Okay. And I said, so I guess that kind of means that if I'm unfaithful to you, you're going to leave me, huh? And he said, absolutely. That's the deal breaker. I said, okay, that's fair. He was willing to wait for our wedding night to be with me. And my father always said, if he loves you, he'll wait. Well, but then my congregation always said, you need to be worth the wait. Are you worth the wait? That means what he is sacrificing, you have to give back, not just sexually, but as a person in the relationship. As a partner, what are you bringing to the table? And I thought, wow, you know what? There's all these magazines out there. There's like Cosmopolitan and Vogue and even stupid ones like 17 that are all about a woman being sexy. And I thought, wow, you know what? I want to know what he likes. And when it comes down to, yeah, he got into a car accident, or you know what? This pregnancy is different than my first one. Or I'm really tired and I think hormonally I'm a mess today. What can our bodies do for each other, with each other? I found positions that I really like, and I found positions that, wow, as I was doing things that I enjoyed, and I was thinking, okay, well, you know, the more you have sex, the longer a man can last, because it's true. The more frequently a man ejaculates, the longer it takes him to climax. Okay, so that's great. Well, as we were doing different things in different ways over the years, trying out new things for fun, I would move a certain way and he would be like, whoa! And wow, okay, so he was done. That's a great thing to learn. That's a wonderful thing to know about your partner. Understanding that, yeah, the dynamics of not only what you need, but what you want, what the other person wants. That's going to be the key to connection and commitment. Okay, it looked like we had, oh, she hung up. Danielle from Ontario on line one. Okay. Sorry, Dawn, I didn't see that message from you. That was about 20 minutes ago. Okay. And here's the other thing, ladies and gentlemen. I am in kind of a bad area in Washington State. So again, let me just get back over to... Okay. Okay. So one of the questions, sorry to change the subject, but real quick, one of the questions that a connection of mine, her name is Danielle from LinkedIn, was about, let's see, I'm going to see exactly what she says about abstinence. Okay. Yes. How about when people don't have sex at all? Can a man and a woman not have sex? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Goes back to the can we just be friends question. Yeah, this is really important for people to understand. When we are together, it's very important to take care of each other. But again, only in a committed relationship. We can have relationships with the opposite sex that are platonic. We can have the different things that you know, social relationships have with the same sex, with the opposite sex, again, if we establish the boundary. And how about things like, yeah, masturbation, go ahead and take care of yourself. No, and I'll talk about that too, because when you masturbate, you actually, again, release those four hormones that are, well, the dopamine and the oxytocin and the serotonin, not so much the endorphins, they are about connecting with people. When you have those chemicals going on inside of you, that are part of, they are the foundation of the actual relationship, and you don't have the relationship there, that creates a void. That creates a hunger and a frustration because you are denying yourself the product of that chemical. You have to have the person with you in order to confirm the purpose of that chemical. And so, yeah, I have, oh, let's see, I think 13, 14, maybe 15 different congregations that I've been in, English and in Spanish, with my husband for the last 13 years. My best friends are all male. There are women that I love, absolutely. Some of the most important people in my life growing up were women. We have to, you know, deal with men and women all day long. But with the commitment to my husband and the marriage boundaries of I'm never going to sleep with a man unless I'm married to him, I have loved men emotionally. There's no way I would ever have sex with them. I have been attracted to men physically. There's no way I would commit my life to them. You have to have the understanding of choices. We have self-control. Well, what if you get suppressed? What if you're frustrated? You have that buildup of that energy that you need to release. Well, you know what? That's the other thing that I've even told my children. Our bodies take excellent care of us. I've had wet dreams. Actually, when I had to live in Phoenix for about a year and a half, I only saw my husband probably four, maybe five times in a year. Yeah, I'm actually at an age now where my sex drive has gone way up. and his is starting, you know, to go a little bit down. It was tough for me to be away from him because I'm not going to sleep with anybody else and I don't masturbate. Well, you know what? I have that release because I'm relaxed and I know myself well enough to be able to say, this is who I am. This is how I can take care of myself physically and mentally and emotionally with the people in my life without including sex in it. And if my hormones, really the testosterone in my body starts to build up, my body in my dreams will talk about different things, different topics, different issues, but provide that release for me. Men do it all the time. Men can have that. And that's a big part of how they are able to keep going. The same thing can happen with women only if they know their bodies and they know how to relax. So when we're talking about abstinence, yes, it absolutely is possible. One of my best friends in my former Spanish congregation, he's 50 now. Yeah, he's past the 50 mark and he's still a virgin. He is one of the most important people in the congregation. He's socially healthy. He's spiritually strong. He's emotionally supportive. He's the man who took me out of the building, or actually brought me back into the building as I left because I was having a grand mal seizure. He brought me back in and he nursed me back to health. Yeah, you can absolutely go without sex. You can go without marriage if you know how to manage your own thoughts and feelings. And if you respect people enough to be honest with them in the very beginning about what your standards are, what's not negotiable, but more importantly, again, in synergy, what you are going to provide to them, for them. When you know that it's going to be something high quality, then you don't have to do a lot of it. You just have to make sure it's real. And one of the ladies that was in Starbucks that my husband and I used to go to on an almost daily basis, she even said to us, because I said, honey, I think she's looking at us. She said, yeah, I know she looks at us a lot. I think she might be looking at you more than me. And she saw us looking at her and I think she knew we were talking about her. She said, can I ask you guys a question? I said, of course, what's up? She said, are you two having an affair? And I was so taken back by that question. I just kind of ran with the ball. I said, yeah, how did you know? And she said, well, because first of all, I see you here a lot and you touch each other a lot. You like to hold hands, but you're both wearing wedding rings. And I think they don't match because I haven't really looked up close, but I said, yeah, no, they don't. She said, the sexual energy I feel when you two laugh and when you look at each other and when you talk, your voices and your bodies, you are way too attracted to each other to be married to each other. You guys have got to be doing something dirty on the down low. And I actually looked at my husband and I said, wow, no. I almost became sad when I heard her say that. And I said, no, we've actually been married for 25 years. This was about 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. I said, we've been married for 25 years. And she literally stopped and said, to each other? My husband started laughing. He said, yeah, we've been together. We've been married for 25 years to each other. And she said, how do you do that? And I said, we spend time together while we're not having sex. And one of the other questions that a colleague asked me is, what's foreplay? How do you define foreplay? That is another big one. If you have a lifestyle that facilitates sexual energy, continuing to maintain that sexual energy when you're not horny, that is a big part of what makes the sexual encounter satisfying and gratifying and loving and generous. I gave an example of one of the things I love to do. First of all, I'm an INTP, so I like inside jokes. My husband is very extroverted and we are in large groups of people. I like to make inside jokes that have sexual innuendo that people don't know, understand, right? But then I'll look at him in a very suggestive and seductive way, and then I'll smile and walk away. So now he knows that I know that he's thinking about something sexual. And then when there's no one around, I'll walk past him and I'll rub my chest up against his arm in a way that gets his attention. And then I'll move my body as I walk past him in a certain way to be suggestive. Yeah, that's exciting. Or another thing he loves to do, he excuse me, he likes to look at me in certain positions, right? One of our very favorite, both mutually favorite positions, is where he can look at me behind, from behind. Yeah, when he's looking at my bottom, well, sometimes I'll find something or I'll drop something on the ground to where I have to bend over in front of him to pick it up. And then I'll bend my knees a little bit and I'll look at him and I see him looking at me, and then I'll stand up and walk away and smile, because I know that he knows that I'm doing that for him. Yeah, to him, making him crazy, but that's for him. That he appreciates that, and he knows that when we do get together, it's going to be wonderful, because we're thinking about each other and we got feelings for each other before we even get near the bedroom. Okay, so again, if you want to call in, this will be the last break that we take. The number is 888-627-6008. And I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really sorry if I'm having connection problems. I see that now that I have to refresh. My producer did text me something, but it didn't show up until just now. So the email address, sorry, is thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. And the number is 888-627-6008. We'll be right back. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Okay. And so when we're talking about our, Don, did you want to say something? I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm having connection problems. The power of synergy. When we have power, we can go, when we go to pursue a relationship with another person, we are accountable. We are responsible not only for what we do, but what we are. When we're thinking about our sexuality, we have an opportunity to create a very powerful bond that's based on trust. We can give very generously when we appreciate and respect our partner. You have to communicate what you need. When you have a genuine need, it's very important to remember that you communicate that need with someone else. The great thing about love is that there's more joy in giving than in receiving. And if you know that what you're giving someone is important to them, you get a gratification and a satisfaction that's even better than orgasm. Yeah, a man can fake orgasm if he feels lonely and if he feels ignored and unappreciated. Would you just feel horrible if you found out that the person you are committed to and that you love was lying to you about the most important, intimate, passionate part of the relationship? Yeah, it would hurt you as much as it was hurting them to do it in the first place. So knowing the power that you have, knowing what you need. Yeah, that's talking about it before you have sex and continuing to talk about it afterwards. Make it part of your conversation in daily life and saying to the people in your life, this person is very important to me. And yes, sex is something healthy. Spiritually, it's a very vital part of connection between a couple partners who are literally working together in a committed way based on that respect and that trust and that appreciation. Sex is work. It really is, because it's about knowing who you are and what you need, but it's also about factoring that in with the other person. And over the years, when I got into a car accident, my husband got into a car accident, one of us gained a lot of weight. My third pregnancy was very different from my second pregnancy. I had activities that I would do for myself with him. Sometimes there were things I would do for him, but by myself, so that when I came together with him, I was a higher quality. What do you want out of sex in your relationships? What is your goal in your relationship ultimately? And what role does sex play in that? I understand that we just live in a very promiscuous and selfish society. That's worldwide. Ordinarily, I would have said, especially in the United States, because yes, being American, I know exactly what's going on in this country at all times. The internet won't let any of that be secret anymore. But unfortunately, the pornography industry has isolated us, basically saying that it's an act that has absolutely no need for a partner. Well, now artificial intelligence is basically saying, you know what? You don't even need to see an actual person. You can know that it's synthetic. The entire thing is synthetic. That's not true. You are not going to have healthy energy if you do not keep real people in your life. And again, there is no neutral energy. You have to make sure it's positive. And power comes with responsibility. Who do you believe you are accountable to? If you know that a very high quality state of you is not going to demand a large quantity of anything, that's where the fulfillment comes from. Take the things that you have inside of yourself, make them very high quality, give and share. The more joy that comes from that, yeah, what goes around comes around. But again, it's really about the quality. And if you have questions, again, go ahead and you can email me at thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. And the number to the station is 888-627-6008. All of the shows are archived. So if you want to share this episode or listen to the next one, go ahead and spread the word. That all you have to do is go to the page where you're listening, and at the bottom you can see the dates and the themes of the different shows. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. BBS Radio, yeah, that's my home station. So thank you again so much for listening to The Power of Synergy. This is BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona.